The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara tells us, the first line in the Gemara of the Perek, Amar Rav Yosef, Ein Ma'arvin Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara says that the concept of being Ma'ariv, we'll see soon what that means to be Ma'ariv. There are two types of, for those that learned the fourth Perek, the fifth Perek, there are two types of Eruv. There's an Eruv, well, there's actually three. There's the natural Eruv of where a person's place is at the beginning of Shabbos. There are two artificial means of creating a tchum, not where the person, his natural habitat is. One is to be ma'arev b'raglov, which means that before Shabbos he goes to a place which is not his place, but he's in that place in order to be keveya, that that's his place as far as hilchus tchum is concerned. The other one is to be ma'arev, the more common form of being ma'arev putting down neruve tchumin, of being ma'arev b'pas, of putting down the bread or the food item, which is discussed by Richus in the last perek, again also in the fifth perek, and that's really what a lot of this perek is about, to be ma'arev b'pas, and the person is keveh tchum l'fi that. So Amar Rav Yosef, ein ma'arvin elo l'dvar mitzvah. A person can only be ma'arev l'dvar mitzvah. There's two parts of discussing this halacha. One is what a dvar mitzvah is, and that the Gemara discusses. Behemshach, my komashma tanina. The Gemara gives an example. Mishielach lebeis ovel lebeis mishne mishashem. In a few minutes, we'll talk about exactly what the concept of a dvar mitzvah as opposed to not a dvar mitzvah is. And this is a concept that comes up in other areas in halacha. L'mashul, a person can discuss preparing for a dvar mitzvah after Shabbos. A person could discuss preparations for a dvar mitzvah, even on Shabbos, even though one is not allowed to discuss things that are one can't do on Shabbos. There's an issue of daber dover, but certain forms of dvar mitzvah one can discuss on Shabbos. So again, what the definition of a dvar mitzvah is subjective. We'll discuss that mitzvah in a few minutes. To go back to the first point that I made, that there's two types of eruv. Over here, there are actually two shittas in halacha. The opinion of the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yeruchim is that this that ein ma'arvin l'dvar mitzvah is only by ma'arv b'pas. Ma'arv b'pas is again where a person puts down a ruvei tchumin someplace. He puts it down. In my days, when we were kids, the common example, which was done by some people, if they wanted to attend the Kiddush on Shabbos, which was down the road in another bungalow colony or in a different camp, and it was out of the tchum, so you would put down an Eruv, you'd make the bracha, and you'd put down and you would put down a food item in a place where it wouldn't be compromised. It would be safe over Shabbos. I've heard of people in Yerushalayim. There's a Moel that told me recently that he was Ma'arev. He put something someplace in the side. I think it was in a utility box. He put some food item because he had to walk out of Yerushalayim. He had a suffix exactly where the Tchum is. That is not the real place of a person. That's a halachic vehicle that Chazal used to create one's place, even though one's not there at the beginning of Shabbos. You put down food, and Ki'ilu, Chazal gave you the right to call that your place, that your Tchum Shabbos of Alpayim Amah should start from there. But what about Ma'arav Biraglov? The Rajman Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Miri also says that type of Ma'arav is not a kunz, it's not a trick, it's a halakhic vehicle, but that's the person's place. You're right, it's not the person's place in the sense of that's where he would naturally be, but if that's where a person decided he wants to be by the beginning of Shabbos, so then that's his prerogative. This one of the chassidim, which is right outside of Yerushalayim, has also where some of the chassidim will be machshech al atchum in order to facilitate walking back and forth from the Rebbe Friday night, walking home after the tish, and walking back Shabbos morning, and so on and so forth. The Rashi Rabbeinu Yochum say that's not eruvei tchumin a trick, and therefore that halacha ma'ar v'raglov is hein l'dvar mitzvah, hein l'dvar rishus. There's one basic point to make, because there's two opinions. In this Gemara of Rabbi Yosef, is this only a lechatchila, or this is bidyevet? This is machlekes Rishonim also. The Bahag, the Rashi, and the Or Zeruah hold that ein ma'arvin el ledvar mitzvah means that ledvar reshus, let's say a person just because he wanted to walk for whatever reason, that ledvar reshus is not chal ba'erev, will not chal even b'di'evet. Chazal only gave a person a right to use the halachic leniency of setting up an erev only as a lechatchil. The Shulchan Aruch, however, passes like the Rambam, that b'di'evet, the erev is an erev even ledvar reshus. So there's not much of a nafkamina lahaloka between whether it's ledvar mitzvah or ledvar reshus, because b'di'evet it'll be chal. The shal is as a lechatchil. So the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tov Tezvov in Hilchos Erev in Sivkot Malef paskins this Rajman or Ben Yeruchim that Ma'arav Beraglov is the real deal. It's not a halachic leniency, and therefore one could be Ma'arav Hen Ledvar Mitzvah Hen Ledvar Reshus. What's interesting is, have a look in Psochem Daf Memtes over there in a different context. The Gemara is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about whether one has to, if one was already out of the neighborhood and one remembers that he had chometz. So, midirabonon, midiraisa, bibitl sagi, one can be mevatel the chometz, it's not over by your own by your mother. So, midirabonon, one has to burn the chometz. As is our minig, midiraisa, we mevatel, which we do after we look for chometz, we mevatel. And midirabonon, one is mechuyev to make beer chametz. The shaila is, if one is out of his place, whether he has to go back. Says over there that if he was hoylich lishboy shvises rishus v'niska sheyesh lechametz, the halacha is he has to go back. Rashi explains over there in Psachim Memtes that he was had left his place. He was machshich al atchum ledvar rishus. Taisu says if he was being machshich al atchum, in order for Ledvar Rishus, which is the simple reading over there of the Mishnah of Shvises Rishus, Taisu says that he can't be Ma'arav anyways. Nothing to do with whether he's Mechuyev to go back for the Chometz, whether Chazal were Mechayev him to be Matrich to go back and lose his opportunity to make an Eruv Etchumin. He can't make the Eruv because he can't make the Eruv. Now, it would seem from Taisu's that Taisu's holds that even by Ma'arav Beraglov, which is the case over there, because we're talking about somebody who left his house, and the question is whether he has to be Matrich to go back, even if he's Ma'arav Beraglov, he can only be Ma'arav Ledvar Mitzvah, not like Ledvar Rishus, not like this halacha that we just passed, not like this Rajba and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The truth of the matter is that the Bach and Hilchis Pesach, Hilchis Psochim, and Tof Mem Dalet answers Rashi by saying that the reason why Rashi was talking about a Dvar Rishus, and Tosfos asked the question, you can only be Ma'arav L'Dvar Mitzvah, because Rashi was talking about Ma'arav Beraglov. You're Ma'arav Beraglov, you can be Ma'arav, Hein L'Dvar Mitzvah, Hein L'Dvar Rishus. So this seems to be really a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Now let's go to the more interesting part of this discussion, which is, what is a Dvar Mitzvah? As we said, the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, the Gemara brings Behemshech HaBraisa that talks about Hoylich LeBeis HaOvel, LeBeis Mishnah. So we have the basic concept, Dvar Mitzvah doesn't only mean a Dvar Mitzvah in the sense of the going is a Mitzvah. It means a person is going to participate in an event which is a Mitzvah. Beis HaOvel, we understand, is a Mitzvah Midrabon of Nichum Avelim. Even though there's no Nichum Avelim B'Shabbos, we're talking about somebody who's going to give L'chayru, we have to say either he's gone because he needs to be there after Shabbos, and why he can't be Menachem Mendel on Sunday, maybe it wasn't possible to go, whatever the case was, but he's going in any case L'Beis HaOvel, maybe even if it's not an official formal Shiva visit, but there's the fact of being around L'Beis HaOvel for moral support, maybe that would be enough also, I don't know. To be called a Dvar Mitzvah, it's at worst, it's Gemilas Chasodim, it's Noisibolim Chaveri. Beis Mishteh, what exactly is a Beis Mishteh? A Chasna. The Poskim say that a Vort, an engagement of a couple, an official engagement, is also a Sudas Mitzvah, which means, like we said, pointed out before, the Nafkamina would be for us when a Eruv Etchum is not so much in our field division. But the Nafkamina would be talking about on Shabbos, how are you going to get Mitzvah Shabbos to a place would not be mutter unless it's a dvar mitzvah. If a person wanted to go bowling with Tzeres Shabbos, I don't know, maybe bowling is not problematic, but it's certainly not a dvar mitzvah that one could talk on Shabbos how one plans to get there on Tzeres Shabbos. But if one is talking about participating in a mitzvah event, then one is allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. It's not mitzvah. So a vort, a sudas, an engagement, sudas erusin is bechlal beis mishte. In the Gemara in Pesachim talks about nisuei am ha'oritz. That's not a dvar mitzvah. What exactly is an am ha'oritz in this context? Am ha'oritz doesn't mean somebody who's not a big lamdin. It's a mitzvah to participate in a chasna, even if somebody's not a talmid chacham. The Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about am ha'oritz in the definition of chazal, somebody who's mezalzel in mitzvahs. More sharply put, Lechavetz Chaim, it's famous, did not give brachas to a couple who were not makbid tayyus hamishpacha. It's certainly lechayra. It's certainly not a dvar mitzvah to participate in a chasna where that the home that's being established by that chasna is not going to be al tayyus hakodesh. If tayyus hamishpacha is not observed, then there's no Jewish marriage being established. There's no dvar mitzvah participating in that chasna. What's interesting is another thing that the place can talk about, Tiyu B'Pardes, is considered Simchas Yom Tov. It doesn't say L'Gabi Shabbos. It says L'Gabi Yom Tov that Tiyu B'Pardes, which is a walk in a nice scenic route, would be considered a Dvar Mitzvah. The place can point out that, let's say going out to play a sport game, even if you can carry the ball on Yom Tov, there's no problem with muktzah, or of carrying, is certainly not Simchas Yom Tov. The point of a Tiyu B'Pardes seems to be some type of a family walk, which is quality time, which adds to the Simchas Yom Tov. Playing a game, even if it's fun, and it's exciting, and it's an interesting way to spend an afternoon, is certainly not in the Yom Tov spirit. If anything, it's a hezek hadas from Yom Tov. It would certainly not be a dvar mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch talks about also if a person has to do something b'pnei hayira. If there's another dvar mitzvah called if he's a mefakeach al iske rabim, which means that he has a public responsibility either to check on something, to be something. Obviously, biker cholim or anybody who has any type of medical need to be in a hospital or mashgiach kashrus would be another example. There's a tshuvas mashag. Mashag is one of the great poskim from 100 years ago. Speaks about somebody who wants to set up an eruv in order to supervise goyim milking cows on Shabbos. In order for the milk to be chol v'yisrael, that had to be supervised by Yidin. He talks about that might be a tzarech harabim in order to have the milk. He also talks about that over there, the mashgiach was a ben Torah, and he says a ben Torah supporting himself honorably in a way that'll allow him to be able to maintain his learning and have a parnasa at the same time is in and of itself, even though it's for parnasa, a dvar mitzvah. Interesting idea. Parnasa of a ben Torah is a dvar mitzvah. Therefore, that would be matter also being ma'ariv, and that would be considered a dvar mitzvah. You can look also at the Ramah in Siman Reish Mem Ches and Aruch Chaim talks in the same vein, a dvar mitzvah, not a dvar mitzvah, legabe svina b'shabbos, but there's a sugya earlier in Mesechus Shabbos that talks about if it's a person allowed to set out on a boat journey on Shabbos, and over there also what's discussed is dvar mitzvah, not dvar mitzvah, when is he allowed to go? From Wednesday on, yeah, dvar mitzvah, not dvar mitzvah. The same criteria are over there. Interesting, we would say even shocking, in our perception, there's a maril that talks about being ma'arv the dvar shus, and he says if people want to get together to make a minyan, they can't do it with an erev because ain't ma'arv an el the dvar mitzvah. He says making a minyan is a dvar shus. So to make a teal on Yom Tov, to go on a Yom Tov walk, on a scenic route is yeah, dvar mitzvah, and to make a minyan is not dvar mitzvah, something that doesn't fit with our perception. But in any case, that's what Maril says, but it's lahalacha, it's brought down not that way. There are more paskins that in order to facilitate, this is very often the case in camp in the country during the summer in upstate New York. I remember sometimes the shul in town, if there was a need for a minyan, a need for a tzenter, and there was one of the yeshivas that were nearby, and there was a question of making an eruv etchum in order to facilitate walking back and forth to keep that minyan going. that's certainly a Dvar Mitzvah. What the Pshat and the Maril is a separate discussion, whether the davening with a minyan is a Dvar Mitzvah or not, but certainly something that we have a hard time understanding. In any case, the halacha is that that's certainly called a Dvar Mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.